I'm just first off, shkach to the sponsors. Alex Israeli sponsoring Leon Nishmas, his wife's grandmother, Rivka Esther Baschana, in honor of the Chaburas Bin Ariel, Judah Hanekman, Refuah Shlema for Yakir Shlomo Ben Tanya Malka, anonymously sponsored for Refuas and Yeshuos for Moshe Ben Chai Gittel, Ari and Heshi Shirts, Leon Nishmas, your brother Menachem Mendel Ben Moshe, and Cheski Michal Schreier, Kavod Arizal, and Kavod of Ruben Steve Schlichter. And of course, Avi Hoshlander for hosting. Shkayach.
Me feel a little funny, especially for first timers by an Arizal's Yortzeit, to come together like this, to sing and to dance. It's almost like a feeling of, why are we trying to make a yantav out of Yom HaSachah? But the emes is that the coming of the Arizal to the world and his accomplishments, which is what we celebrate by a Hilula, by a Yortzeit, is that the coming of the neshama of the Arizal, this neshama to the world, was something of which we can hardly say about any neshamas, that the impact, the reishim which they left in this world, it was ki'ilu a different world, the way that he came into it and the way that he left it. And everything that we're nehenah from, whether it's in chassidus, even in niglas atzairah, any aspect of Judaism, of life, is all due to the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom saw to it that there should be this neshama in the world. In the same way that we can't point fingers and say, this is why the Arizal is meaningful in my life, doesn't mean that he doesn't have an impact in a very powerful way in our personal lives. Not just mitzad the klal, but how he affects my life. How the Arizal from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't even understand and know really the type of a chesed that Rabbanu Shalom has done for us. And so therefore, to come together and to commemorate and to be moided to the Rabbanu Shalom for sending us such a neshama into this world is something which, if it feels like a yantif a little bit, then you're right. And it is a bechin of a yantif. And it's not a coincidence that it falls out during this tkufa of the 9 days of which we mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the loss of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't just mean the loss of an edifice, of a building. It means the loss of a certain das, a certain deya in the world. And the Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyish lo deya," anybody who has the das, "ki ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yomav," it's as if he has a Beis HaMikdash. So it's not the actual bias of Eitz Ve'Evin that we mourn. It's the das in the world, this das of a malah ha'aretz deyes Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down these neshamas of the Arizal especially into the world as a means of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. That although you didn't see in his lifetime, or even after his lifetime, him putting bricks up in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but the Torah which he left us, of which we're starting to discover, and we'll always begin just to discover, is literally the components, it's the bricks themselves, which is rebuilding that das. And for that, Talmid Chachamim, true Talmid Chachamim, we say about it, Al Tirkei Banayach Ela Banayach, these are builders. Talmid Chacham is a builder. And he rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash with his das. And so therefore, during these 9 days, when we mourn Churban Beis HaMikdash, that from within the depths of that Chayshach, the Zekadosh tells us, Les Nahayra Ela Migay Chashecha. There is no light other than in darkness. So therefore, in this tkufa, where there is so much darkness, in the zman of Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's especially appropriate that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us this great light, an opportunity to sit down, to reflect, to bask in that or, to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem, that he hasn't forsaken us. Torah meir lanu, megin lanu, how his Torah protects us, it illuminates our eyes. A person who is zaycha, to have an understanding of the Torah society, of the Torah Arizal, he sees a completely different Torah, he sees a completely different Yiddishkeit. And so for me, it's an opportunity, like a yantif, to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us in these later dairis and enriching our lives with a sampling, a Taimeach Chaim Zachu, of the Torah Shal Mashiach, which has been begun to be revealed through these tzaddikim. We'll share a couple of Torahs in Mitzvah Hashem, not all at once. But before we share a Torah, which is perhaps a little bit more Rigjei Halev, I want to just say a drasha, a little bit of a drasha. The cover the Yard Sign, the cover the Arizal. So you bear with me a little bit. When we speak about Niglas HaTorah and Pnimius HaTorah, so of course we know that all channels of Torah come down to the world through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the tziner for Torah, which is why the Torah is called Torah's Moshe. From beginning to end, from the beginning of Bereshis, of which Chazal say Bereshis B'Shvil Moshe, that the world is created for Moshe, till the very end of the Torah, which concludes with the Petir of Moshe, Kol HaTorah Kula, which is called Torah's Moshe, is screaming out, this is the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as the Zohar Kaddish tells us, that all Hiskalos and Torah takes place through Moshe Rabbeinu. And for that, the Mishnah Navos tells us, Moshe kibal Torah miSinai, u'masar liYeshua. And Yeshua gave it to the Zakenim, to the Nevi'im, and to the Anshei Knesset Sagadayla. And from where the Mishnah, the Braisa, really the Mishnah leaves off, the Rambam picks up and he continues the Hishtashalos of Torah, which takes place all the way down to the Rambam himself. So when we trace the Torah itself, we can trace it all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu till this very day. There's nothing which has more of an Eidus Hashem Ne'emana to it than the Hishtashalos HaTorah from Yidor L'Dor. And Yiftach B'Dorah, Kishmul B'Dorah, every single generation has its own flavor, has its own Giloy of Das, a representation of that Das of Moshe in that generation. Although this is true about the Niglas HaTorah, there's a Hishtashalos Midor L'Dor from Tzadik L'Tzadik where we can trace one by one the handing off, the passing of the torch from one Tzadik to the next. That's only true L'Gabli Niglas HaTorah. Regarding Pnimius HaTorah, the transmission of Pnimius HaTorah is done in a way where we cannot see or know how and to whom it is transferred to. And for that reason, it's called Sisrei Torah, that it's concealed. How it is given over, who it is given over to. To be able to trace those footsteps becomes a very difficult task. And so therefore, throughout the Dairis, although they were Yechidim only who were Zayichet to understand Pnimius HaTorah, Yechidim Mamish, like the Ramban in his generation, like the Ravid in his generation, and of the Rishonim who were Zeichet to know, and even the Ga'onim who were Zeichet to know, were able to keep up that Messiah. The whole Hishtashalos of Torah is something which is very concealed. And for that, the Tzaddikim HaKdoshim tell us that the actual transmission and the passing down of Pnimius HaTorah really takes place amongst four Tzaddikim. Beginning with Moshe, to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, to the Arizal, until the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Of course, I'm a little bit biased by saying the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I'm saying Al Pi Chassidus. From Moshe Rabbeinu to Rashbi to the Arizal to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that with each passing of the torch, there was a new Gili which was taking place. It wasn't just a new understanding of Pnimius HaTorah. This meant new revelations in Torah, a new light in Torah, which is why the Zayir is called Or. The Zohar is called, is a Lashon of Or. It's a new Giloy, it's a different way of seeing something with the Or. What we're seeing from here is that the way that the Torah is being transmitted for these four Tzadikim is not by handing it over b'mamish, not a physical transmission, it's taking place b'diluk. Moshe Rabbeinu and Rashbi didn't live together. Although we have many passages in the Zohar in which the Raya Mehemna, which is Moshe, is communicating with the Pshimit. And he's teaching him Torah. Because the truth of the matter is that Pnimius HaTorah is not taught mipeh lepeh. Not handed over in a book. It's a different type of a language. It's a neshama to a neshama type of a transmission. It's something which supersedes and goes beyond any words. And for that reason, it's compared to a ner, because you have to be madlik miner l'ner. It's a type of a giving which is higher, which is why the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that a Rebbe doesn't teach his Talmud Pnimius HaTorah. He gives him over Klalim, he gives him over Rashi Prakim, but it's incumbent upon the Talmud himself to be masik what the Rebbe is teaching him. And the reason why that is because the Torah has to be learnt. Pnimius HaTorah has to be learnt in a style of which Chazal code it. Torah kinesinasa misinai. Like it was given at Har Sinai. That means that it has to be taught by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Kivyoch. That he teaches the neshama of this limud. And with this we can understand a deep in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has taught us, Moshe kibol Torah misinai u'mesara liYoshua. And Yeshua was meiser to the Zakenim and the Zakenim and the Neviim. But notice the lashon how it changes. Moshe was mekabel Torah misinai u'mesara liYoshua. And we don't find the word mekabel anymore, and the Noam Elimelech picks up on this. But why is it that in the beginning Moshe was mekabel Torah from Sinai u'mesara liYoshua? Why doesn't it say Yoshua was mekabel it from Moshe? And the answer is because Moshe was mekabel Torah miSinai means he was mekabel the Niglas HaTorah and the Pnimius HaTorah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only regarding the Niglas HaTorah do we say Moshe was Moshe Yeshua and Yeshua to the Zakenim. We can trace the footsteps of the Heshtal Shulis of the Niglas HaTorah, but amongst the Pnimius HaTorah, it's Moshe mekabel. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. And you know what? If Yeshua was zeichet to that too, it was because Yeshua was kibel miSinai. And any of the Nevi'im with the Zakenim, or any of the Tzidikim later, it was because they were Mekabel at Misinai. Which is why, of course, it's called Kabbalah. Because there's no Mesira, there's no Mesara, there's no Mesira to such a Limud. It's not a type of a Limud where you're following what was told to you before, the previous generation. Of course, it's rooted in that, but it's a Limud of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Ki hu zeh, this is how you do it. This is what the Limud is. It's something which is very clear. Unlike the Gemara, where there's machlekes in left and right, there's no machlekes in the Sisrei Torah, there's no machlekes in the Zohar Kadosh. Everything is crystal clear. Because you receive it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're mekabel at Misinai. It's something which is taught by derech dilug. And dilug means that it's transferred in a way that it's skipping generations. It's something which supersedes time and space. And if Rashbi is mekabel at, he's mekabel it in an eifin that he's receiving it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because this is how the limud will be la salava. Kol banayach limudi Hashem. That every single jewel will receive from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself this time. And it's a sampling of that type of a limud. So therefore it's called Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. It's a lesson of Kabbalah that every single Jew accepts it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's called Torah kinesinas miSinai. Perhaps we could say with the Echrem is that we know that it's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself teaches it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shliach in every generation who teaches Pnimius HaTorah, and that's called Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is considered to be the shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam who teaches Torah. Which is why Eliyahu Navi is always showing up in the Zohar HaKadosh. He's considered to be a representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam to teach Sisrei Torah. And we find about Eliyahu Navi, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, that he's able to travel the world very quickly. And he's able to get from one end of the world to the other end of the world in four swoops. And it says, Eliyahu ba'arba. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Eliyahu ba'arba. So this remez of Eliyahu ba'arba is coming to Meramez. See smiles, I think you picked up already. On the four tzaddikim we mentioned before. Moshe, Rashbi, the Arizal, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's called Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu ba'arba means that he's able to teach these four tzaddikim the Hishtal Shulis of Torah Sheba'al Peh in its pre-mystical form. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to what's called the Das Elyon and the Das Tachton. Moshe is called the Das of Bnei Yisrael. The Das Tachton, without getting into it, we see the Hishtal Shulis. The Das Tachton gives to the sphere of Chesed and then to Gevurah and then to Tiferes and then to Tzachot. You could trace the Hishtal Shulis of the Das Tachton, but this Das Elyon of Moshe, the higher Das of Moshe, don't understand the Das Elyon. It's not given over in a way of Hishtal Shulis. It's given in a way of Dilug, of jumping up to get it. He was able to jump up there to get it, is able to have it, touch it, and able to receive it. It's very clear from Reb Chaim Vital's writings that the Arizal contained the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes very clearly, Moiri Hayanitzitz Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, my master was the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he tells a story that once in the city of Tzfas, and in the shchun of the Ari, there lived a Jew, that anytime the Arizal was teaching, he would come up and he would make mockery and he would make a machlekes with him. So the Arizal once said to him a very stark line. He said to him, Im ha'isi reitze, if I want to, ha'isi oitze sha'aretz balas ischa, I can make that the ground should swallow you up. Ela she'ein kavanasi lahazik shum odom. Just, I don't want to hurt another Jew. So Chaim Vital, he says that he asked the Arizal, what's pshat behind this? It wasn't a common lashon by the Ari. So he says, after I pestered him, he said, he told me that this Jew was a Gilgal of Kairach. And I'm a Gilgal of Maisha. So I told him that by starting up with me, if I want, I can make the ground swallow you up. And he said, really, he was coming to be Mesakin his neshama, because the only tikkun that Kairach has is to Maisha. Like the Gemara says, Maisha emes, v'tayrasa emes. But because he continued to make machlekes with me, he didn't have a tikkun. Adayin haya machzik b'machlekes kibarishona. He's still holding on to that machlekes. What we see from here is that the challenge that this yid created for Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was malagleg, that he was belittled Pini Satar. That's why he challenged the Ariza. I don't know if he was going over to Yosef Karo, who was the Das Tachtan of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Paisek Ador, and making trouble with him. Didn't seem like it. It was the Das Elyon of Moshe that Kayach challenged. And so therefore the Torah tells us forever and ever in Isser and Torah, don't be like Kairach. It's not just an Isser not to make machlekes. It means don't make machlekes on Pnimis HaTorah. Don't be mezalzel on Pnimis HaTorah. That if it's something which you don't understand, recognize that it's because it's so high and because we're so low. But there's an Isser and Torah not to be like Kairach means it's teaching us to be so careful how we approach Pnimis HaTorah. That's what this is coming out from here. Kairach had an issue with Pnimis HaTorah. What was the issue that he had with Pnimis HaTorah? So the simple way would be to say that he didn't hold of something that there were deeper thoughts in Torah. I would venture to say that Kairach himself had a different approach. Although that's certainly true, and perhaps that was the angle of which Dosan and Avion were approaching it. But Kairach had a different issue. Rashi tells us that Kairach says, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki kol ha'am kulam kedoshim uvaseichem Hashem, umadu atisnasu al Hashem. What does Rashi say? Why are you making yourself better than everybody else? Zot Rashi, kulam shamu misinai anecha shem elokecha. Everybody heard on Sinai anecha shem elokecha. So why are you better than anybody else? So the chor of the pshat is as follows. He's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you the only one who zeichet the pnimis hatar? Why are you the only one? Because the way that it's broken up is as follows. There's Yisrael and Levi and a Kohen. Yisrael has a shayches to Mikra, which is Torah Shebichsav. A Levi has a shayches to Torah Shebalpeh, as the Torah says, Yoru Mishpatecha li Yaakov v'sereschel Yisrael. That the post can apply so the Levi. What's the Kohen? Kohen is the Indian of Pnimis HaTorah. We know the Kohanim use Shemas HaKadoshim, wild Shemas HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash to be Mak of the Karbanos, to make all the Tikkunim for all the Neshamas. So the Kohanim are the people of Pnimis HaTorah, the Seder HaTorah. So Moshe says to Kairach, Rav lecha b'nei Levi, you have enough of Torah Shebal Peh. You have to make everybody should be zayich at Torah Shebichsav, and we kashim kam kahuna. But Kairach's approach was as follows. If Pini is a Torah, something which is taught from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, kulam shamu b'Sinai. Everybody heard on our Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught every one of us. We're all mukhshar. We're all fit to learn Pini is a Torah. Everybody should be a Kohen. Everybody has a Shaykhis of Pini is a Torah. Why are you keeping it only for yourself? That was the time of Kairach. That by doing that, he was belittling the b'yoker and the gewaltig preciousness of Pnimis HaTorah by saying that everybody is shaykh to it. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? Moshe says, tomorrow, lifni Hashem machar, show up tomorrow, and the eish of the ketayris is going to be Mivar, who's right near you. Is it something which is given over to the yechidim, or something which is given over to all of Klai Yisrael Pnimis HaTorah? And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is right. And the reason why he's right is because although Kairach is coming from a right place, and it's true, but that's only la'asalama. And that's really the meaning behind Moshe when he says, Lifnei Hashem Machar, that every Jew will stand behind before Hashem Machar. As Gemara says, Yesh Machar La'achar Zman. There's a type of a macha which is not now. It's a macha which will be later. Later, Dairis, you're right. It will be a Kobanaich the Mudi Hashem. But for right now, because of the Cheta Ego, it's not shaykh that every single Jew should be able to learn Pnimis Atar. What's the secret of this machar? The secret of this machar is the Arizal. That there's going to be a Jew who's going to come around, and in that time he's going to begin the revelation of Pnimis Atar in a way that it's shaykh to every single Jew. The beginning of that process. Machar is Gematria Arizal. In that machar, the Arizal will come up and you'll see. You'll see. And that's why just a few parashas later, we have the Nevuahs of Bilam. The Bilam comes on the foot, on the heels of the Machlekes of Korach and Moshe. And he's prophesizing about times lesser level. And what does he say? Hein am kalavi yakum. V'cha'ari yisnasa. Hein am kalavi yakum is in the times of Rashbi. That they're going to be a lavi is a young lion. V'cha'ari, but in the days of the Ari yisnasa, it's going to be a different dog. That's what he's saying. He's coming to justify the position of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's coming to be made b'nevuas Moshe. Why it is that Moshe is right and Korach is wrong. And Korach is a tikkun l'asa level. The Arizal says, tzadik ha'tamar yifrach, the sofi tevas of Korach, he's right. But he's only right machar. La'achar zman, he's right. But he's not right now. So what did Korach see, Pashat? What did he see which made him think that something's going to happen now? You know what he saw? He saw that there was going to be, he did see Shmuel, but what he saw was that in the imminent future there was going to be somebody who was going to be zeichet to this. Who was going to be a lady who was going to become a kohen? Pinchas. Which is why we read Kairah, Chukas, Balak, and then Pinchas. That out of this nevuahs of Bilam rises this Pinchas, and he goes from being a lady to being a kohen. And Korach saw that, and he was margish that, and he saw that there was the person who was going to transfer Pnimis HaTorah was about to reveal himself, and Pinchas becomes Eliyahu HaNavi. He assumes that role. That's what the pasuk says by Pinchas: "Vayikach Royimach biyado." Royimach is the osios. Machar. That he takes that machar. That machar which Korach saw, Pinchas took that machar. And he's the Eliyahu Ba'arba in every generation who's teaching bedilug to all the tzaddikim. So we're in a time now that after the Ari and after the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, of which Reb Chaim Vital writes in his Hakdama, that although in the earlier generations there was an Isser Legalos, L'Doras HaKonmen, but in these generations, b'dor hazeh, mitzvah v'simcha gedayla b'shamayim. It's a mitzvah and a simcha gedayla to be megal pnimis HaTorah. We're living in a sampling, we're tasting that machar. We're zeichet to have a tam of that machar. And like the Shlach Kodesh writes, the Shlach writes, Ashreinu matayv chalkenu shezachinu l'seif ha'azayar, asher leizachu kadmoneinu, those before us, weren't zeichet to it. Like Rav Haigon and Rav Sheshes Gon and Eliezer, Migarmiza, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'avad, all of these, they were Mechlal Yaydei Chayin, V'loitamu Midavsha, but they didn't understand it like we do. He bismanu lein esgala. This is the Shlach Kodesh, he writes that. And he says, don't be metame on this, don't wonder about this. Because it already says in Sefer Tikkunim that Omer le Eliyahu le Reb Shimon, Eliyahu told Reb Shimon, Rebbe, Rebbe, Kama zaka ant mehai chibur edilach, hazeicha you, that from this chibur, yisparnas and kama iloi. So many generations will be nana. But it means to say that the higher worlds will be nana from it. But it will be revealed in the later Dairis. And through your Torah, v'shaftam isha l'chuzasai. And he writes, you see from here, mikan shehachiba mehazor haya asa liyaz ganos. And at that time, in the higher worlds, they enjoyed it. But in the times before the coming of Mashiach, it will be niskal. That it's something which is niskala midar ledar. Midar ledar. V'derechti l'gaydei l'yanavi. And what does it mean, Eliyahu Navi? In order to be Zeichet, a person doesn't need a Gili of Eliyahu. Eliyahu is also the Malach HaBris. And according to how much a person, he toils in Shmiras HaBris, is how much he's zeichen in Pnimiyas HaTorah. Whereas in Niglas HaTorah, if a person is mitracht in the limud, and he's working hard, and he's shvitzing, and he's zeichen to understand, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's a type of a limud which is given over b'matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is just saying, you want to be matriach yourself, you have to be tariach yourself, in how you walk around during the streets, what you're watching on video screens, and on phones, how a person is shomer inayim, and shomer habris, and shomer his machshavos. This is the real tircha. And Eliyahu, who's the Malach HaBris, he's also the one who's Megalos Hisrei Torah. Because the two things are inseparable. So Eliyahu, Mila, is Gematria Kabbalah. But the Malach HaBris, which is Eliyahu, he's the one who is in charge of that Nakuda called Moshe Kibbol Torah Misina. That if a Jew wants to be Zeicha, he has to be Mekabel Misina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Ma'ir us. That although we're not all Mukhshir, and we'll speak about this in Mitzvah Hashem, I feel that we're mukhshir to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah, to open up an Arizal and to learn, but the most important thing is a cheshek. It's the first thing, chas v'shalom, losiya ka karech v'chadasai, to appreciate Pnimiyas HaTorah. And although we may not understand and fully appreciate what means the Arizal in my life and the Klal Yisrael, but just to recognize that there's a neshama who HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis that would come down, the chariyis nasa, that he would lift up the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to open up our hearts to that nekuda called Eliyahu within ourselves, to be makabal upon ourselves, Shemiras Abyss, the Yeshus Ace, and with that to be Zaycha to a true Pnimistic Atam, in Pnimis Atayra, in a Pnimistic life, and that to be Zaycha to the Oyo Shem Mashiach with Eliyonav, be a Skoyal Tzedek, Mir Vemenu Amen. Let's try to explain a little bit why it is that these Dairas, with each passing day, it becomes easier and easier for us to understand Pnimiyas HaTorah. That it becomes more mukhshir for the later Dairas. It's a funny thing because we're moving away from such great giants in Torah and his katnas HaDairas. So it would seem that it should become more and more difficult, but the opposite is true. That it's becoming easier and easier, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is patting us on the back and he's saying, more and more, to learn and more. This is the time. Zazman. How could that be? So let's begin with the story. I'll say about the Ari himself. Just want to understand Pashup Shah in the story. Not Said, just Pashup Shah. Chaim Vital says, Sha'alti the Mayri. I asked my Rabbi, Mima Zacha Shehisi Kol Kach Chachma Nifla. By the way, Rav Chaim Vital, who all of the Torahs of the Ari's are really, that we accept and that we learn from all comes from Chaim Vital. He spent only a year and a half by the Ari. The Ari died at the age of 38, I believe. Chaim Vital was 10 years younger than him. And he received all these Svar Makdashim, which we have, in a matter of a year and a half's time. Something which is Lamala Min Adas. It was because he was Zeichet to ashes for the Paraduma the Arizal gave him. So the Ari was asked by Chaim Vital, how is it you were Zeichet to such tires? So the Ari said to him, so Amr Ali, he told me, Shahaya Tayreach is Atzma Alashan Azayah Kadesh, that he toiled on even one Lashan in the Zayar, Shavua Ushvu'ayim. He would take even one line and harbor on it for a week, for 2 weeks. But how you Amr Ali, I mean, Shalayim, they would say to him, Adayin Lay Hisik Hate. He still don't understand Pshat, and he would toil even more. Va'oz Hayamamik Yoiser, and he would go deeper into it. And that's how he was Zaycha to this. So Chaim Vital asked him a following question. And I asked him, Halo Hagam HaRamak, right? The Ramak who passed away a little before that, Moshe Kodavero. V'gamani Chaim, and me too, Chaim Vital. Tarchunu, we also worked very hard in Pnimiyas HaTorah. V'lama leizachinu lezais, how come we weren't zeichet to such hasagas? So this is the answer that Rizal said there. The Heishivi told me, She'emes tarachtim, it's true, you worked very hard. Avaloy tarachtim kamoni, but not as hard as me. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Ramaki would come into the Beis Medrash at midnight. He learns to say Torah the whole night. These were people that the mamash lay sar mi pihan. They didn't move an iota without making a yichud, without doing anything of pisa say Torah. So the Rizal says the difference is that I work better than you. That's why. Not even an explanation. What does that mean? I think the answer to this question really sheds light on why it is the question we said before, that a door like this could be mukhshar for a tzaydis like that. Because in these generations, we're lacking very much chachma, great understanding of the world. Not such big philosophers. One thing that we know very well, is we don't know a lot. By the fact that we don't know a lot, we recognize that every little bit which we get from the Ribbono Shel Olam is just completely and solely from His compassion and His rachmanis on us. And because this Torah, of Pnimis HaTorah, is a matana which comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we spoke about before, a person who recognizes in a very interesting way that he's so far from being masig these hasagas, ironically is the person who is most mukhshar to receive them. Because as long as a person feels like that he has a keli to receive it in, it's almost like he becomes puzzle. The more that a person recognizes that as much as he can toil in it and try to understand it, that he doesn't understand it, he's being mekarev of himself more and more to the learning of this chachma, understanding this chachma. Chaim Vital himself, he told over, before he came to the Arizal, he was already a giant in Kabbalah. And in fact, the Arizal was told, Ruach HaKodesh, he was living in Egypt at the time, to come to Eretz Yisrael, because he said the purpose of your being in this world was to give this Torah only to Chaim Vital. And he made the travel to Eretz Yisrael, and for 6 months, Chaim Vital didn't come to him. And the reason why he said he didn't come is because even though he heard about the Arizal and the great Maifsim and his great Chachma, he felt that he was also a Bar Hachi, he was also Makovel, and he didn't really need to leave from the Arizal. He says this about himself. We couldn't say such things about him. He says it about himself. So after 6 months, he finally comes to the Arizal, not to learn from him, but to test him. He wanted to test the Arizal's understanding. And so he presented a kasha to the Ari, and the Ari answered it, and he totally destroyed Chaim Vital. Destroyed him. And then he asked him a second question and a third question. And by that time, Rav Chaim Vital was totally broken. And he says, I'm like a fox in front of a lion, he said then. And he goes home and he put on sackcloth and ashes. And he cried to the Baruch Shalom the whole night. And he says, how can I be zeichet to learn from this tzaddik? And mama see that I have nothing. And he came back the next day and he begged the Arizal he should take him to the Talmud. And the Arizal said, really, I shouldn't teach you because it took you 6 months to come. But because I see that last night you prostrated yourself in front of the Baruch Shalom and begged Hashem for tshuva, and that you're really sincere about your hachna and your livad, I'm going to teach you. What you see from the Rav Chaim Vital is that the only way that he came to be masig that was that in the beginning he thought he was a gevaldik makubal, but when he realized he mamish didn't even begin to understand, he was able to learn the Torah of the Ari. And although he questioned the Arizal, he said, why do you choose me out of everybody else? I'm the lowest of everybody. The Arizal said, no, I see that you're the best. And it was really those questions which reinforced the fact that he was truly the best, because he kept saying, why me? Why me? What do I have already? And it's those questions that a person questions himself, is he's raya? How is he zaycha? Then in a backwards kind of funny way, a person becomes the keli to receive it. Like we said, Moshe kibbutz Torah mi-Sinai. All the Mefarshim point out, Sinai is gematria anava, the humility of anava, that we receive this Torah from a place of anava. And so therefore, when a person understands, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Chassidim and the Mekubalim, Tachlis HaYediyah Shelo Neda, that when we use das in a way to be masig that we really don't know, just to kind of gloss over what we said before, we're attaching that lower das to that higher das. We're connecting the das tachton to that das elyon, to that place of layada ishes kfurasa of Moshe, to the das elyon of Moshe. And there's another reason why we're also mukhshar. Part of the simplicity, what comes along with the simplicity, is really a true understanding of what Pnimis HaTorah is about. If I were to ask you, what is the to'elis, and what does it mean when I say Pnimis HaTorah? When I say Zaya, when I say Arizal? Everybody will have different interpretations of what that means. Why I want to learn it, what it stands for, what it represents, what's the tachlis. Many will say, oh, learning the Zayar and Arizal means knowing the names of Malachim, learning how to make wonders, names of Hashem. spooky things. Everyone will have their own pshat. That's very intimidating. And those types of understanding of Pnimiyas HaTorah is what got us into trouble in the times of Shabtai Tzvi and earlier Doiris, who were big philosophers, who were looking for great chachmas. But in this generation, we're just looking for one thing, which is really the tachas of what Pnimiyas HaTorah is all about, and that's the mitzvah of Ladov Gabay. As the Kamarna writes, that the ikar mitzvah of learning Pnimiyas HaTorah is to be makayim the mitzvah of Dveikus V'Asher. And that's really why the Baal Shem Tov is considered to be a hemshech of Rashbi and of the Arizal. It's because although he didn't teach outright Kabbalah, he didn't leave us a Messiah and Pnimiyas HaTorah and Kabbalah, but he left us the tachas of what Kabbalah is about, which is that a Jew should understand and to be masek what it means, the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the tachas of Bria, is that Hashem should be known to us in a clear way. And really, the entire Zohar Kaddish and Taras HaRizal, although it has many different words and styles and code words which we have to become familiar with, but it's all screaming and shouting one thing, Hashem Echad. Know the Ribbono Shel Olam's achdus. When a person understands that he can't even begin to understand the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's already a caliph to receive this. Because Hashem doesn't want people learning Pnimiyas HaTorah to do maifsim. And chas v'shalom to present themselves as Kabbalists and to take money from people, which is just a chiluv HaTorah and chiluv kavod shamayim. But the Jew should know it to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to understand who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what this limit is about. And that's really what the Eitz Chaim is, and that's why the Arizal called the Sefer the Eitz Chaim. Because around the Eitz Chaim is what's called the Lahat HaCherif HaMisapeches, the revolving sword. In order to get to the Pnimiyas HaTorah, a person has to be able to say, I'm not going to be distracted by all the confusion which surrounds the Eitz Chaim of the Pnimiyas HaTorah. There's so many reasons why a person could be discouraged from it. Up until these times, the Shabtai Tzvi and the tremendous cloud, the dark cloud which is hanging around Pnimiyas HaTorah, they have to be 40 years old, and you have to be this, and you have to be that. I'm not ready, I haven't learned enough Nigmas HaTorah. The person can come up with all types of excuses and be intimidated of approaching learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. And a person needs a Rebbe to know. But even if just something Torah Sabal Shem Tov, which is just a hemshech of that, the person can have all types of excuses and can be intimidated and to say, it's not for me, my father didn't do it, my grandfather didn't do it, I don't have that dress, I live in this type of a community, I don't speak Yiddish, I don't speak Lashon. You have a million excuses for the day tomorrow. A person could say, I'm not going to do it, and then he's just caught in the Lahat HaCherif HaMisapeches. It requires a certain amount of bitachon that a person has to have, that Hashem gives him a matana, that when he's ready, that he says, I'm not going to let all these things stand in my way. I want to know. I want to know you better, Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to know how learning these inyanim enriches my life and brings a flavor to Yiddishkeit of which even the Rishonim didn't know. We can't say that if not for the fact that the Shlomo and the Tzaddikim were made on that. To enter into this world. How should I have this chus to enter into such a world? So in that way, we have a special chus. Because we're so low, we recognize that it's really matana, it's all rachm shemayim anyways. So the greatest ishtalos we can make is to be mispallant to Ribbono Shel Olam, should open up our hearts. I just want to quote to you the lashon of the Kamaran himself. He writes, "Vida shekol sefer hazayar, the entire sefer hazayar and the chiv of its limud, the chiv limud shall kiss via rizal." And of course, the Kamarna, by the way, is very stark. He calls it a chiv mamish to learn it. None of the all chassidish mahalchim, most don't hold that. He says hakol, but one thing he does say, and everybody agrees to this, hakol mitzvas asei lo dafka bai. That's really what it is. It's a clinging to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Veleida sheyesha leika matzei biyediya kedosha. To know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Befrat ubiyichudim be'ava v'yira v'achdus. Be'ava v'yira v'achdus. That's really what it is. And in fact, if you take a look at the lashon, and we'll conclude with this, that we say in davening every day when we come to Avraham, we beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hamerachim rachim alina v'sein b'libeinu bina l'havin l'haskiel shmoya l'ilmod l'lamei lishma v'lasa l'kayim. It's called divrei Talmud Torah Techa b'yahava, Salmud Torah Techa b'yahava. Yeah? Salmud Torah Techa b'yahava. Because when it comes to learning Niglas HaTorah, which is a tefillah for Niglas HaTorah, that's called Talmud Torah Techa, the Talmud, the Gemara. Talmud Torah Techa requires a tefillah of all different types of things. All different types of ways, L'shma Yalumot Olam, L'shma Asal Kain, all that is a package. Tefillah for Talmud Torah. But when you come to Pnimius Torah, there's just one request. That's all. Because that's all it is. It's an or. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates our eyes. Gal Eina V'Yabita. Gal, of course, is Lag Ba'Emer. Gal Eina V'Yabita and the flawless with Torah. Show me wondrous in your Torah. V'Har Inina B'Sar Asecha. And what's the Hemshech of that? V'Har Inina B'Sar Asecha. V'Davik V'Beinu V'Mitzvah Asecha. The Dveikis. V'Yachei L'Vaveinu that Yichud L'Avol Yiras Shemecha. L'Avol Yiras Shemecha. And as my Rebbe says, if a person doesn't have hasagas to learn these things, he's going to come up to Shmaya and I'm going to say to him, didn't you know that there was an Arizal in this world? Didn't you know that there was a Baal Shem Tov, that there was a Zohar and Kaddish in this world? It's a frightening thing. They're going to ask us of that. Did you want to learn this? It was in front of you. And he says, the person's going to suffer a big busha chalila. Sorry to even say these things. My Rebbe said that after, you know. The main thing is to have, like, we shouldn't passel ourselves. We shouldn't count ourselves out. That's the main thing. That's why we continue to say, we shouldn't suffer that busha. We daven it every day as our Savior. It's an or that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is megalatos. The main thing is to have that cheshek, and if we feel that we don't know it and we're not ready for it, we may be the one who's a good candidate for it. We're all zeichet to that. Kodesh Baruch Hu should open up our hearts and give us the bitachin. My Rebbe always says, bitachin is gematria kohen. It's the coin of the Sisei Torah. Like we said before, Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. Uvechein is a lashon of I'm going to do it. Like by Esther, right? Uvechein, with that determination. Tzadikim yiru, they'll see it v'yismachu. And they're going to be very happy that they did. It requires a certain shtolz to come into Pnimius HaTorah. That there's a lot of chermes to pech, and you say, Afal pichin, I'm going in. I'm going in for the Yitzchayim. I'm not going to be distracted by the lot of chermes to pech in my life. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give that sasiyat to the Shmaya. To have the dveikus in his Torah and its mitzvahs, to be able to serve him be'av of v'yira, and to be mekabel that Torah b'shleimus, would be a skoyel tzedek. Amen.